from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Could you eat pizza or tacos every day the rest of your life?
No, I've never had that question asked before.
I've never dealt with sarcasm before.
Both. I don't think there's... I think the answer is both.
Taco pizza from Casey's the rest of your life?
Yeah, so good.
So good. I think tacos.
All right. Let's get another.
There's more healthy variety.
Yeah, yeah. There is, yeah.
On the come.
That was a great intro. Did you come up with that yourself?
That's
I mean,
got,
that
man.
that was fantastic.
On the come.
I think that's the show.
That was the intro?
That's, yep.
Yeah.
And that's not me doing that. That's pre-recorded. That's how that works.
We
on the come.
We waited for that?
Yeah. We got Mac and Tears back there.
Who came up with that intro? Did you create that one?
Man. No.
Was that a Spectre production?
I think Inspector's on that one.
Inspector.
Wow.
I still can't get over that.
Yeah, Steven Inspector. No, it was Steve Inspector.
Yeah. Inspector Gadget.
Boy, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that intro.
On the come.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this is where we find somebody in the past week that is, in our opinion, on the come, which is apparently a saying that Bob came up with that he says is actually real, but is someone who has shown you a little bit of light that they might be somebody of note. Bob, go ahead and start us off with who is your on the come this week.
Well, it's somebody I really haven't paid that much attention to until, I guess, last week.
At first and 10. Pressure's coming. Richardson slips. Now he's airing it out. Deep down the field for Pierce. Pierce! Touchdown! What a throw by Richardson! A 60-yard touchdown!
That's one of the more insane throws I think I've ever seen. I mean, that was like off the back foot, on a rope, touchdown, 60 yards. Like, that was impressive. And admittedly, so I did not pay attention to the Colts all that much last year. I was just like, all right, whatever. That's not a team that I really need to be worried about or concerned about or watch. And so I kind of missed Anthony Richardson's opening season in the NFL. But man, I may start paying a little bit more attention to him. I know they didn't win the game, but a couple of throws in there, a couple of plays in there, I'm like, oh, maybe Anthony Richardson is better than I was giving him credit for. So I think for me, based on that throw and the way that he played, I got him on the come this week.
Well, to be
that.
Fair with Anthony Richardson, the biggest question he had coming out of Florida was that he'd only played in like 11 games in college.
Yeah,
and
right,
so there wasn't a big sample size, but there were, of course, Mahomes-type plays that he had made in college that where people were like, well, if this guy gets enough time, blah, 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 you fill in all the pieces.
Right.
And then last year, he kind of seemed like he had figured it out, and then concussion and shoulder injury, and it was like, all right, before this guy is, you know, never going to be in the league again, let's maybe, you know, rest him, and we'll see what, you know, we'll do there. So, Mac, who is your on the come this week?
No, I love that one. I love AR. He's my favorite quarterback coming out of the draft last season. My on the come? I mean, Jordan Mason, man. I mean, this guy may have just gotten him a contract on another team. Over 100 rushing yards yesterday on short notice. Not as short notice as we may have thought. He may have known since Friday. But either way, I think, I mean, he looked like a starting running back to me.
He was good.
He was really good.
He was really good, and some team will be stupid and overpay him. But he's young enough where you can give him, you know, a couple of bucks or whatnot. But still, man, really impressive last night.
I mean, really impressive.
Raise your hand and be honest with yourselves. When you heard Christian McCaffrey was out, you probably thought San Francisco was going to lose that football game, right? Like, with all the hype that was surrounding the Jets, maybe you bought into a little bit of that fake nonsense and boring as their quarterback. But, you know, you probably thought, wow, CMC's out. I don't know if I really like their chances tonight. And they went out there and dominated the Jets. It shows you how good San Francisco is, shows you how bad the Jets are. But also, too, like, if you're CMC, you better get back quick, man. Because they just moved on without you.
Seriously. Jordan Mason looked amazing.
Yeah, like, they didn't miss a beat on offense without Christian McCaffrey.
The problem is this just goes to show why running backs don't get paid.
Exactly. It is. Right? It's 100%.
It's another one of those cliches. Like, you can just find a guy off the street that can go into your system. As long as he knows how to hit the right pockets or the right holes, then he can be in your system and you don't have to pay a guy.
Yep.
You know, $18, $19 million a year to play running back. And it's just, that's the way the game's been.
I remember years ago, Cody and Gold had Christian McCaffrey on, and it was during the Tyrann Mathieu radiothon, and it was during COVID. And so Christian McCaffrey came on and wanted to debunk all of this stuff that running backs can't stay healthy the next year. I think he missed almost the entire year the following year. And look, he ended up getting paid, and I understand that. I'm still not a fan of paying the running backs. There's an exception to every rule, obviously. But for the most part, you know, once a running back has done his 4 years or 5 years in this league, move on. And that's kind of why I really felt bad for Isaiah Pacheco. That dude's going to run harder than anybody's ever run before and going to run himself right out of the league.
This one is a little bit of homage to my fantasy days. Now you can listen to Mac on Fantasy Football Sundays at 9 o'clock every Sunday. Make sure you tune in to 96.5 The Fan. Excuse me. My other come is Tyler Johnson. Wide receiver, probably nobody knows about, but we are in waiver wire week here in fantasy football week two that starts. Tyler Johnson is available in almost every single league, almost 99% of ESPN leagues. He is going to be the next guy up. And again, I don't expect Matthew Stafford. Now, we've seen him before, but Cooper Kupp is getting older. I don't expect Matthew Stafford to target Cooper Kupp 17 times a game. But again, Cooper Kupp had 14 for 110 and a touchdown. You asked why Tyler Johnson.
Well, times 17. Holy cow, what a season Cooper Kupp's
going
to have.
No doubt about
340
it. Yeah. And to be fair, he had 21 targets. That's how many Cooper Kupp had this past week, and that's because Puka Nacua went down. Mm-hmm. Tyler Johnson stepped right in. He had 5 catches for 79 yards. That's a significant number. Again, other guys on the team that you might remember, DeMarcus Robinson had 4 for 42 before he got hurt. Puka Nacua had 4 for 35. Ty Johnson came in and had 5 for 79 for the Rams offense, and if they're going to continue to be Matthew Stafford driven, you know he's going to throw the football. Mm-hmm. You know that elbow is healthy finally. He's good to go. Kyren Williams in the backfield. Cooper Kupp on the outside. Somebody else is going to not be double covered. They're just going to bracket Cooper Kupp. Tyler Johnson is my guy on the come for the Los Angeles Rams offense.
It seems like the Rams are kind of that team as well, like the Chiefs, that you can just plug and play at the wide receiver
systematic
spot. I mean, it really is a systematic type of deal out there, because last year at this time, nobody knew who Puka Nacua was. Maybe Binkley did, but nobody knew who Puka was, right? Everybody's like, oh, who's this guy? Then all of a sudden he caught the world by storm. The Rams seemingly are doing that every single year. They find a way to get somebody that nobody's ever heard of and turn them into a household name. Tyler Johnson may be your guy. It's his opportunity to step up, man. Like, have you been gifted a better opportunity in the NFL than if you're that guy? Puka goes down. Now it's your turn, man. Go play.
And Puka's going to miss at least 4 games. So you've got plenty of time until bye weeks start to, like, fit him into your offensive roster on fantasy football. So check that out, and also check out Mac on Sundays at 9 a.m.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.